Hey everyone, welcome to episode 144 of my 123 Cents, the podcast, and I have some exciting news that I'm going to get to in just a moment, but first do a quick little introduction for this week's show. This week we are talking with Solo Darling from Chikara Pro, and Chikara, of course, has the big King of Trios tournament coming up September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd overseas in London, or in England this year, so this all kind of came about really quick, and I want to thank, first of all, Mike Quackenbush for making it happen. I had sent a Facebook message to Chikara's site Friday morning before I left work because I didn't have a guest for this week, and I really wanted to get somebody on about King of Trios. So I sent a message and wasn't really expecting to get someone booked that quick, and about 5 minutes after I sent the message, he communicated back to me and said, I can have somebody for you in about 25 minutes, and I was already leaving the office anyway, so it worked out perfectly. Solo Darling gave me a call, and we talked. She's a part of House of Furies, and not furries, as we talk about in the interview, but she's teaming up with Travis Huckabee and Fire Ant, and they will be in opening night action, night one. Of course, it's a three-night tournament. We go all into the details of King of Trios and a little bit more about Chikaratopia, and whatnot. I've got a link to how you can get a hold of her via social media and check out her bio page on chikarapro.com. So be sure to click on that in the Jittery Monkey write-up section. SummerSlam obviously in the books, and I'm recording this before the event, so I will have reaction on the My123Cents blog as well as Facebook and Twitter this week. But obviously some big things probably happening. I'm saying obviously as if something big has happened. It is SummerSlam. It is the second biggest event of the year in many people's view. So we'll have to wait and see. And hopefully it was a great event. And two things that are going to be kind of different and new here with My123Cents. One, Chad and I are going to start doing we're ripping off a podcast that we both listen to. It's called Tom and Jim's Top 5. And they do all kinds of things, pop culture. You know, the last 2 weeks they've done high school movies. They did back to school movie or college movies. They've done favorite cartoons and 90s one hit wonders, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea. We're going to take a spin on that and do it with a wrestling twist and probably do it once a month or so here on the My123Cents podcast. We're calling it, though, 6 Cents. We're adding up the 1, 2, 3 for My123Cents, and then, of course, the playoff of the 6 Cents. But anyway, we will go over our top 6 favorite things related to professional wrestling. Next week will be the debut episode of that, and we will be talking about our favorite moments from the summer. Not summer of 2017, per se, but over the course of our fandom. And it's going to be hard to narrow that down to 6, and because we both go back to about the mid-80s in our fandom. So it'll be fun, though. I've already kind of started making my list. I can't wait to hear what Chad thinks. And we want, of course, incorporate you guys into this as well. So be sure to leave your comments and whatnot on the My123Cents Facebook and Twitter pages as well. The other big announcement I have is I am now an affiliate, a partner, if you will, an ambassador, I guess is the right word, with Collar and Elbow. And if you don't know, Al Snow is behind the Collar and Elbow brand, and it's pro wrestling t-shirts, basically. Fans, wrestlers, you go online, you order them, and then each one of us has a store, if you will, a code. You use the code, and then we get a portion of that. So my code, of course, is My123Cents, all one word. Cents is spelled like coins and whatnot. So My123Cents, if you do go to collarandelbow.com and order anything, use that code. And, you know, it keeps things going and helps with the production and all that good stuff here with the podcast as well as the work that goes into the blog. So I appreciate you checking out Collar and Elbow and getting anything there. A lot of my friends in Stride Pro Wrestling are doing this as well. And in fact, I got to give a shout out to Farmer Billy Hills. If it weren't for his conversation with my friends over at Podzilla 1985, and hopefully they get on board too with this as well. You know, they give me shout out every once in a while. I'm returning the favor this week, Podzilla 1985. Jump on board, guys. Fill out that online form, and they'll get back to you for sure. But yeah, Farmer was talking to them about doing it. I've been thinking about it for quite some time, but didn't know that they would take a podcaster or blogger. I thought they were just going for the wrestlers, but they are opening it up to everyone. So I'm excited. And I say everyone, if you have a social media presence, which, you know, my personal and my 123 Cents brands are growing, and that is in large part to you guys. So thank you for that as well. Be sure to go out and check out the Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'll have links to all of this, and as well as to Solo Darling, and all that good stuff as well, over at facebook.com/my123cents. That's probably the primary spot. But also, of course, my123cents.com is where all the blogs, daily blogs, come up each and every day. So I appreciate everybody for checking out the podcast, sharing it and whatnot. Be sure to stay tuned for now Solo Darling. And then on the other side, we'll have this week's match of the week.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 123 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Alrighty, everybody. As promised, the guest this week on the show is Solo Darling of Chikara Pro and a big part of the King of Trios, the 10th annual King of Trios tournament coming very soon here, and actually across the pond. Solo, thanks so much for joining us today.
Woo-woo. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And for fans who may be not so familiar with Chikara Pro, my partner in crime Chad has, and I have talked about King of Trios and have talked about Chikara before several times. He's actually been to the tournament. Talk a little bit about yourself and when you got involved with Chikara Pro.
Oh man. So I've been wrestling a while. I actually have a character that kind of resembles a neon squirrel girl. And so when I made my way to Chikara, I started National Pro Wrestling Day 2 years ago. And I wrestled Heidi Lovelace, and it was awesome. And since then, the squirrel has transformed into a honeybee, and I have a partner named Travis Huckabee, and we're the Rumblebees together. Watch for the stinger.
So is that kind of a throwback to the Killer Bees, or how did you guys come up with that?
Right. That's what I thought. And strangely enough, I think I got on some sort of mailing list. I know this is like a total like left turn, but like one of them had me in a group email, like one of the Killer Bees, and I was like, what? Do I respond to this? I don't even know. Like, I don't know how to feel about this. It's so coinciding with me becoming a bee. I think the funny part is, as a kid, I used to really like that Blind Melon song.
Oh, gotcha.
Right, but it was brought to me. Like, the bee character was brought to us, obviously, by Mike Quackenbush and the Rumblebees as the idea, and me and Travis are like bros. And you'll see the logo on my gear is created. It's got the four dots that I put on my makeup, and that's sort of a throwback to Hank Pym from the Marvel Universe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so all the fun things. We like to weave as much of that into these things as possible.
So obviously you are teaming up with Huckabee, but you have a third partner for King of Trios. Who is your third partner?
He is a Chikara veteran. And has been in these tournaments before. He is Fire Ant, and I'm super, super pumped to be working with him.
Yeah, Fire Ant, and I guess it makes sense kind of tying all you together as bugs or insects. And team name is Team Furies, is that right?
Yes, there's a group of us, of goodies, that fight together as Team Furies, and the three of us will represent our team out there in Wolverhampton. And hopefully everyone will bring sugar because I will need it.
So talk to me a little bit about that as far as, you know, and a couple years ago, Princess Kimberly was on my podcast right after she won the grand championship. So obviously Chikara mixes the men and the women in terms of getting into the ring. Do you have any kind of tribulations as far as stepping in there with the men, as far as teaming with them or even doing battle with them?
I really love the experience. It's a really cool thing to get to play with everyone. For so many years, I associated it with, like, I wrestle as a squirrel, or I wrestle as a creature. I'm a sugar creature. Bottom line, I run on sugar the way Popeye runs on spinach. Like, that's how I handle it. We get to suspend disbelief and become, you know, amped up to 11 versions of ourselves. And so remaining the sugar creature as a bee, much like Fire Ant goes full throttle, he's Fire Ant, like, and embodies that completely, and it's so awesome to watch. And the charisma is infectious. His energy is infectious. So getting to step in the ring with all of these characters is a really fun universe to play in. I like that I got to wrestle with Boar. It was quite an experience, the proletariat Boar. And so I really like that it's individual based. We're all unique and special in so many ways. And what we bring to wrestling and the performance of it, like, I see that as completely equal. I want to tussle with everybody.
So, yeah, and you brought up another good point about the characters, because obviously folks who follow Chikara and know, there are a lot of different characters. I'm on the website right now, and Kobold, for example, has been on the podcast before, and Oberion and Space Monkey, you know, all kind of veterans of Chikara and have been around. I would imagine it's a lot of fun working with and coming up with these characters and going into battle with them.
Yeah, it really is. I think, like, it's kind of like the combination of the things that we like as mediums of entertainment, as forms of entertainment. Like, we watch TV, you can watch Game of Thrones, and you're like, oh man, there's like all these Walking Dead, what's up, right? The White Walkers. And to get to play in a universe where these things happen, and there was a time where characters could get killed off. And I really enjoy all that aspect. Like, there's Snipperl and Mortimer that's come around this year with The Whisper. I'm fascinated by the imagination and creativity behind this.
Did you ever think when you know, you've been around for about 6 years and Chikara for about two, did you think that you would, you know, kind of come to this point? I'm assuming you watched Chikara and knew the product before you got involved with them.
I couldn't tell you that I'd be here as a bee, or that I couldn't tell you that I'd be able to go to England. Now, I did always, like, as soon as I found out about Chikara as an independent wrestler, I was like, oh, I want to be there. Oh, that seems like the island of misfits that I want to be in, right? Like, we all kind of have these different, like, themes in different companies that we get to work for, and that highlights and brings about new challenges and experiences that we get to rise to that, you know, and we learn from that and then bring it to another company. And as performers, we become more well-rounded. So as soon as they were like, yeah, you would be perfect for Chikara. I was like, what? And I was like, oh yeah, this is awesome. I want to be there. How do I get there? So then made the journey to try and find my way into the Wrestle Factory. It's crazy. It's awesome. Like, you can never really predict things in wrestling. I know I always wanted to go wrestle in England and wrestle in Japan and do these things, but getting to do them is quite awesome.
Now, have you found out who House Furies is going to be facing at King of Trios?
Night one, we will be getting to wrestle Fight Club Pro. And I'm very excited about it. I, you know, through the internet, social media, all of that, you kind of get to look at the different companies in England and the different teams and who's coming up. And Team Fight Club Pro is hot out there. They're hot, they're new, they're young. Like, I just want to go play. I can't wait.
And so talk to me also a little bit about the fact that this year, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe this is the first time King of Trios has been held overseas. So that's kind of a unique idea.
Yeah, and I know a lot of work went behind that. Like, I mean, I couldn't imagine, right, the intensity behind booking a show, and now we're taking ourselves out there. And I know Anniversario has taken place out there, but bringing King of Trios, this big tournament, to Wolverhampton, it's massive. It's massive. And I really can't wait to see everybody come out. I really love the culture out there, and I love being out there. And it'll be really cool to kind of get all these different teams. Right? We have like 16 different teams. Spain, Denmark, we have people from Japan coming, the Sendai girls. Like, it's really going to be fun and wild.
So do you have to how do you kind of mentally and physically prepare for a King of Trios tournament? Because you know who all is involved, but if you advance, you know, how do you then prepare for that next team, maybe not knowing necessarily who you'll be in there against?
There's so many different ways. Getting to be in a trio is relatively new for me, and I really like the dynamic of how intricate you can make a three-person team, right? And mm-hmm. then what that means for six people. And so there's been a lot of classes at the factory that we've had, and learning different ways to put what we know together, the Rumblebees practicing our things, what can we do with Fire Ants, make that explosive. And so the three of us getting to put our heads together can prepare as best as we can by being like, we have Fight Club Pro, we're going to do our best to learn everything that they bring. And if we advance and we get that next team, we can hope we know their moveset to have a little bit of a leg up, but we can only anticipate.
Now, you had mentioned some of the things that you liked about being or going to England. I'm assuming you've wrestled there before. Does that international travel, is that taxing on you as well as a performer and have an impact on how you get in the ring? And do you do anything differently to prepare for a night, a potential three nights of wrestling back to back to back?
This will be the first time that it'll be like a big, you know, like a couple of days in mm-hmm. a row. Right. And it had been for vacation before, right?
Gotcha.
So yeah. And of course you're going to be jet lagged. There's no real way to get around that. Even with like sleeping on the plane, or I always bring podcasts and all the music, and I bring books I want to read and books I want to write in. I keep a bunch of journals to try and remember everything that happens. And even still, there's something about walking in the arena you're going to be wrestling in and seeing everybody there. Everybody's just as tired as you are. Everybody has traveled or had a string of shows. And so that kind of community exhaustion also invigorates you, because you want to work just as hard as everyone else. And they showed up too. And we all show up on time. And we all bring that enthusiasm, even though we know we're all sore. We've probably all tried to work out beforehand, right? We, you know, extra cardio and extra push-ups, extra this. And like, you just want to be as ready as possible, even though it is quite exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I find the energy through that. Like, I see that you've brought it all to the table. I'm going to work just as hard as you, because we're a team in this. So that's kind of where I get my energy from. Lots of honey.
Lots of honey. Yeah, honey and sugar. And I would imagine, you know, Chikara has a very loyal fan base, and part of it is the cast of characters and the connections that are made. The shows that I've been to, you know, we've been able to interact and talk with the wrestlers during intermission, before the show, after the show, and that's always appreciated, I think, from the fans' perspective. But also, there's so much consistency with Chikara going back from season one now to season 18, and fans can kind of keep up to date with that through Chikaratopia on the Chikara website.
Yeah, I that's so cool too, to have Chikaratopia at your fingertips. You can subscribe to it, and then you have a catalog there to watch and catch up with and look back and see what threads have been kind of put a button on, storylines that have been going on for quite some time, newer ones budding and where that stems from. And so there's some really interesting things to be seen there. And I go back myself, and you know, when me and Travis will just watch wrestling and stuff, we'll go back and watch some matches and see like, oh, this is where this comes from. And like, even still to us as part of the family, we mm-hmm. we're always going back and learning all the inside things. So it's really cool feature to have. I have it on my Roku. That's really easy. So I would definitely check out Chikaratopia for all of that.
And for fans who maybe are keeping an eye on Chikara, you know, night one, as Solo mentioned, is many of the opening round matches of this tournament. It's how many teams are involved this year in King of Trios?
16
teams, and
I believe the number 16.
It's 3 nights of action, and there are other matches set up throughout the course of the event as well. Now, because it's overseas, how can fans here in the States watch? Will they be able to watch? Are they going to stream it this year? Or how are they going to be able to keep up with things?
I'm actually I feel like they're going to record and then release the DVD.
Gotcha.
I feel like that's the traditional way. I would have to double check to see if it's going to be available on Shikaratopia like sooner, like subscribing will get you access to it quicker, and see what kind of like special releases we're going to do for that. But as far as I'm concerned, I think they film it. I believe last year was streamed, because I got to do King of Trios last year with Team Shimmer.
Yes.
And that was streamed. But I don't know, being overseas, what like all of the equipment would entail.
Sure. Now,
yeah.
So since you're kind of, I won't say veteran at this, but you were a part of last year's King of Trios. There's also the Fan Conclave. Talk to me a little bit about, because, you know, from a fan's perspective, this is great. Tell me, though, from a performer's perspective, do you enjoy, and I'm sure I know the answer to this, but, you know, what does it mean to you to be able to interact and meet with fans who are, and like I said, Chikara fans are a very loyal bunch?
A completely different experience. I've wrestled, as you know, in front of a ton of people, and I've wrestled in front of like a handful of people. And just recently we got to do a more quiet performance for a school, and all of these things are, I treasure them very closely. But getting to be in front of the Chikara fan base is really like no other. And it sort of melted me upon instant, right? Like, it was so warming to go out there, like National Pro Wrestling Day, and then getting to the King of Trios, and everyone was so into it. It makes you more into it. You're going out there, like, I want to run around on sugar. I want to go sit with the audience. I want to go play with the audience as much as possible. It's very symbiotic, yeah? And it's electric. And there's no other art like it. Getting to wrestle, and then getting to wrestle for Chikara especially, where everyone wants to play just as much as you, and they follow the stories, and they're following what you're doing, and, you know, you develop close relationships with people that are regulars,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. It's cool to get to know these people and connect. You know, I was a musician for about 18 years, and performing there versus performing as a wrestler, so different, and I like the connectivity it brings. Being in the ring.
Absolutely. So when will you and your team head over and start getting ready for King of Trios?
I believe we're leaving like the day before, and we get there the day of. I believe, I know that the first is when it's happening, so I just kind of blocked off the 30th as travel day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be there for 4 days, and I put everything in a calendar, and then Travis will make sure that I'm there.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, okay, I'm running around. Like, I had just had, like, we made our new Rumblebees gear. We had the, you know, black and purple color similar to Batgirl. And so I made it. I was like, yeah, we're good. We got our gear. And then, like, mine got stained. Somehow the purple, like, bled all over the yellow. And I was like, oh no, I have like 8 hours to make new gear. So I was just like, Travis, make sure I find the plane. Like, he's good. He's got me. I'm going to be in my sewing machine and throw everything in some suitcases. Like, a little bit of a frazzled person, but, you know, it's the nature.
And is that kind of representative of life as an indie wrestler, kind of making your own gear and traveling, making your arrangements like that?
It definitely is an aspect. I only had gear made for me for a very short while. I was lucky enough to be placed with my first tag partner back in Shine. And then they were like, you guys, you don't need gear. And we kind of looked at each other and I was like, I need a sewing machine. I have to figure out how to do this. And so I just put some material together and hoped it worked. And since then, I've sort of been self-taught of these are the things that fit. And maybe that one doesn't, and trial and error through it. But I know a handful of people will make their own gear, or at least there's one person per group that will make, like, the group's gear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
as well as traveling, making your arrangements. Some companies will help with that, or you can be like, hey, this is my schedule, and like help, and then, you know, work your travel plans out accordingly with the promoter. But it's kind of wild.
I bet. Now, I know, you know, WWE gets credit for this women's evolution or divas revolution from a couple of years ago. And we've seen that kind of be broadcast on the big stage. But, you know, you mentioned Shimmer and Shine earlier, obviously very integral in women's wrestling. Chikara, you guys are doing groundbreaking things with women's wrestling. So what, you know, what advice do you have to young women, girls who may aspire one day to wrestle and at one point thought maybe they couldn't do it or they couldn't hang with the guys, so to speak. What advice do you have to the young ladies out there?
I believe anything is possible. And the more well-rounded you are as a performer, and like, I went to school, a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, like, Go do all the things, because you'll be able to. One thing I've noticed is that as a performer, I've recently studied improv. Anything that I learned as a musician also comes to play. Anything I had from theater back in high school, we did a lot of stage crew, like building things and sets and all of that. All of that comes to play, and it makes you a more versatile player. And the more versatile you are, the more integral you are to a group. The more important you are to a group. And it also helps out as a team, right? Like, if we're stranded on an island, who do you want on your team? I suggest just making sure that, like, that you're healthy and that you're happy, and all of those things will shine through and everything else, and find a good group. Like, of all the training, I had an amazing time at the House of Truth in Detroit, and I learned so much there. Find a good school with a good group that will help you grow and that will push you to grow and inspire you and motivate you. The Wrestle Factory has been an amazing location to continue learning and honing my craft, to build confidence and try new things, and go fearless at it. I think the main thing is to be fearless and be safe. You know, it's performance and we all want to work together.
Absolutely. And it sounds like such a positive environment, role models there, people coming up and learning, and then the veterans who have been there taking people, pardon the pun, under their wing and helping them to develop. And I'm sure at some point you will too be in that kind of situation. It's House Furies taking on House Fight Club at the first night of King of Trios, September 1st. That is a Friday night. You can learn more at chikarapro.com. Solo, do you? I see that you do have some social media. What do you want to plug out there? And also your Pro Wrestling Tees page, if you'd like to.
I do have a Pro Wrestling Tees page. I also have Rumblebee merch on Chikara. And I have an Etsy shop that I just opened up, and I'm still kind of tweaking it, but you could definitely reach me through there. It's Solo D Swag. And if you want to ask me any questions or hit me up or tag some photos on Twitter, it's @SoloDarling. And follow me on Instagram at @RegulationSoloDarling. Regulation meaning just me, straight up me.
Well, I appreciate your time today, and safe travels to you, of course, and continued success. And do you, you know, I kind of leave you with this, because as I mentioned, Princess Kimberly was on at one point and now is a part of NXT. Is that something that is on the radar for you? Do you look to other women who have had success and gone on to WWE and NXT as inspiration, or are you content where you are right now?
Always inspiration, always moving forward. There's always more to be had, and the journey is always unraveling. And I'm so proud and happy for the girls, for Princess Kimberly, for Heidi Lovelace. Just I'm ecstatic for the women I got to wrestle with and where they are now, and ever evolving myself. The journey's just starting, in my opinion. Thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait for Wolverhampton, really.
Absolutely. Thanks one more time. It is Solo Darling from Chikara Pro. She's a part of the King of Trios. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate yours as well. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I am affiliate now with the Collar and Elbow brand, which is founded by Al Snow, who, of course, had a big run in WWE in the late 90s, early 2000s. And this week for Match of the Week, as a tribute, a shout-out to Al, it's his European title win over Perry Saturn. This happened on SmackDown in the year 2000. Actually, it was in August of 2000. So 17 years ago, Al Snow became the European champion, and he didn't use head to get the victory. He actually made Perry Saturn tap out. So go ahead, check that out. The link is on the Jittery Monkey page as well. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Don't forget, next week, Sixth Sense, we are going to be looking at our favorite summertime wrestling-related moments, matches, all that good stuff as well. So thanks again, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.